Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
When it comes to a business context, when it comes to what a lot of people on this trade show floor do, they talk about building communities, but they don't get it.
Right. Community is a big buzzword in our industry.
It is a
right
buzzword.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody wants to build a community, quote
right,
unquote.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of the companies look at, you know, their version of building community is basically free tech support.
Right.
You know, some version of that. But what happened with Context and Clarity was there was a truth meeting.
Right.
There was trust. There was give and take. There were all those things that you need to build true relationships. And the really unique thing about it was that we had never met each other.
Right.
Many of us had never met each other.
Yeah.
So 30, 40, 50 people show up in this community every single day, care for each other, love each other. Like you said, we had a community member pass away. Thousands of dollars were raised for his family.
Within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours. You know, a lot of things happened. And these are people that are invested in each other and had never physically encountered each other.
Welcome back to Context and Clarity, the place where authors, experts, and thought leaders come to have engaged conversations with entrepreneurial architects just like you. I'm Jeff Eccles, and every Tuesday afternoon on Context and Clarity Live, my co-host Katie Kangas and I, and our live audiences that join us from all across the internet, we all have a conversation with a special guest to search for clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect, no matter what your context is. This is a special episode for a couple of reasons. First, my friend Mark Arlo Page and I recorded this live from the RCAT booth on the expo floor at the AIA National Conference on Architecture in San Francisco a few weeks back. And second, because this is our final episode before we take a break for the summer. Context and Clarity Live will be back for our fall season beginning in September. Now, as I said, this is a special episode, and this is a personal and meaningful conversation for me because Mark and I talk about why we started Context and Clarity and the impact that now more than 3 years of these conversations have had on our community, on the profession of architecture, and on me personally. So if you're new to Context and Clarity, this should provide a little bit of background for you. And if you've been around a while, first, thank you. I appreciate you, and I hope that you'll find this conversation as meaningful as I did.
All right. Wrapping up the end of the day here with a friend of mine, Jeff Eccles. host of Context and Clarity, VP of Community Development at Entree Architect, and doing all kinds of things all over the place. I wanted to wrap up the end of the day here at the AIA conference. What a great conference. Huge turnout here in terms of vendors and architects. A lot of people here. And so I just, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Mark.
Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's great to be one of 14 or 15,000 people here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah. What we need to do is get about 10,000 of them right here with us so we can talk to them.
Gather around. Everybody gather around. We want to talk.
So I wanted to talk about Context and Clarity, which is a podcast that you started. And there's a big, long story to that.
There is a big, long story.
And
it's a long, long story, actually.
And I think it also ties into why this conference today is so busy. Because when we first started Context and Clarity, which I want you to tell the story of how it started, it was beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
So share how Context and Clarity got started.
Okay. Correct me when I get the details wrong, but April 3rd, 2020, you and I were talking on one of our many conversations that we've had, you know, as friends and collaborators over the years. April 3rd, 2020, the world had already shut down.
Right.
It was shutting down. It already shut down. And we said, hey, people are going to want or need a place to connect because offices were shutting down. Coffee shops were shutting down. Just a week or two before, I had coffee with one of my regulars back then, a friend of mine. And he said, we're sitting in a coffee shop. And he said, you know what? In 2 weeks, this isn't going to exist anymore. And he was right. Almost to the day, 2 weeks later, everything had shut down. He was looking at the news and everything. And you and I were talking April 3rd and said, everything's shutting down. Where are people going to go? How are they going to connect with each other? Where's the community going to go? How are they going to find camaraderie? How are they not going to feel isolated? And I think the answer was, well, I don't know, but maybe we can do something about this.
Right.
And so
there was a lot of fear.
There was a lot of fear. Even, and this'll be a recurring theme, right? But even when at the very beginning, COVID was going to last 3 weeks, right? But still a lot of fear. Everything's shut down. I can't go here. I can't go to the gym. I can't do whatever. It's shutting down. And so you said, well, what if we give them a place? If we give them a place to connect, and I said, all right, let's give them a place to connect. So we, April 6th, 2020, we launched the first show. It wasn't called Context and Clarity that first day, but we hosted the first show. And I don't remember, maybe 6 or 10 people showed up. It was live online conversation, half an hour.
Yeah. And it was just on Facebook at first.
Just on Facebook.
Just at the Facebook group. The Entree Architect Facebook group, which is a private architect only group.
Right.
And that's where our community has formed over the last, I don't know, 10 years.
Right.
And now today there's 8,000 architects in that group.
Right.
And so that's where we started it. We just said, okay, we're going to show up for a week.
Yeah, that was it. We're going to show up.
Yeah.
We're going to show up and we're going to invite people to come. And even at the very beginning, there was sort of a topic of the day, right? This is what we're going to talk about today. And a handful of people showed up. First day, and more showed up the second day, and more the third day, and I joke about this all the time. It's, you know, when we talk about the business of architecture, when we talk about starting a business, running a business, one of the things that we talk about that's important is you need to have a succession plan from the very beginning as part of your business plan. You need to have a succession plan, and we never did.
We never had
a succession plan, an exit strategy for Context and Clarity. So we kicked this thing off 3-4 days a week in. All of a sudden, we've got 10 people, 20 people showing up. It took about 2 weeks to extend from half an hour to an hour long conversation.
Right. And I dropped off that after that first week.
Right.
I asked you, can you take this over for, you know, a week or so?
Yeah, because it's only going to last 3 weeks, right?
Right.
And I did. And we kept it going. And, looking back, I don't actually know what the average number of people that would show up on a daily basis was, but there was a time where it was probably 40-50 people
average
every day for an hour.
It became part of the community's daily routine.
It did. And it was as it was supposed to be, as it was imagined to be, it was a place that they could come
right
and connect with each other. And it just so happened that we connected around the topic So it became education, became edifying, not only from the for the social aspect, which it certainly has been, but also, hey, we can learn something. We can figure out how to do. I can hear what other people are doing and with this, or when a client does this, or a lot of it was very COVID related. How are you running this? How are you doing this? How do you relate to clients when you can't go to their house or, you know, whatever the specifics were? And yeah, we kept going, and COVID kept going, and we kept going, and COVID kept going, and we kept going.
Yeah. And what is interesting is that we started it because that fear that was there,
right?
That was very, very clear everywhere in the world.
Right.
Everyone was sort of very concerned with what was happening. And no one's ever been through a pandemic before in our lifetimes, right? So you don't know what to expect. And what we wanted to do is just give our community, the people who we love and care about, some continuity, some consistency, something that they can rely on every day is going to happen at 4 o'clock. Jeff's going to show up every day at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And like you said, you just kept going. So you did every day 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Right.
For how many episodes?
730.
730 consecutive, except for when you decided to take a vacation. We could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, there was
because that was that's part of the history of Context and Clarity. So we'll come back to that.
Yep.
But 700 and what?
Was it? 730.
730 consecutive daily conversations. And I want for people who haven't been there, who are not part of those conversations, you're hearing us on a podcast, so you know, you might think that this was a daily podcast. This was Jeff coming into the Facebook group on a Facebook Live, which is just Jeff on a video, right? He's not seeing everybody else, right? So we would have 50 people show up,
right?
But you wouldn't see those 50 people. You would just see a little number at the top of the screen that says there's 50 people watching you.
Right.
So talk about the concept of the show and how it logistically worked, because 730 consecutive episodes is amazing, but when you hear what you actually did for 730 episodes, pretty amazing. Yeah. Even more amazing.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's really bizarre. So April 6, 2020 to April 6, 2023, 3 years to the day, 730 episodes. And so the way that it worked was I'd go live and I'd do my intro, you know, to open the show every day. People would start coming into the live from Facebook, and I'd see the number go up in the corner. And there would always be we started with a question.
Right.
Every day, you know.
And you'd post that in the group in the morning. Exactly. So everybody knew what we were going to talk about.
Yeah. Prime the pump in the morning. Everybody knows when or if they saw the post, if they paid attention to the post, they would know what the topic, what the discussion of the day would be. And I'd ask that question, just start talking. And the thing that I guess no one else has experienced but me is, and I was sitting there in my studio in my basement with three screens in front of me. So I got my spreadsheet and I've got all my things open. But essentially what's happening is I'm looking at a screen. I'm looking at myself on a screen. So a lot of people say, I have trouble presenting online because there's no one to look at, right? I need someone in an audience, or I need someone standing behind a camera, somebody to relate to. I was talking to myself.
Literally
talking to myself for 3 years. Every day for 3 years, an hour a day, talking to myself, looking at myself. And by the way, when you do this through Facebook, there's about a 6 or 7 second delay. So I'm looking at myself, talking to myself, and I guess in a way talking back to myself 7 seconds later, and then people are making comments.
Right.
You know, I've got sort of a rolling commentary, like,
because it was called the Context and Clarity Conversation.
Right.
Right. So you weren't literally talking to yourself. You were talking to 30, 40, 50 people.
Yeah. It wasn't my monologue. It wasn't an hour long monologue. It was a conversation. And, you know, there's the question, the topic of the day. Think of watching a baseball game or a basketball game where you've got the color person, the play by play person. That's sort of what it was, is doing play by play, telling the story. And then other people from the audience, the 20, 30, 40, 50 people that would show up, they're adding to that. And so I'm reading, and this is where it gets even more bizarre, I guess, because I'm looking at myself, talking to myself, reading, you know, you make a comment, I'm reading your comment back to you.
Yes.
And so it's
and then just commenting on what you just read.
And then giving commentary on your comment.
So you're doing play by play and color commentary all at the same time through text that you're reading
and presenting
back on a video that people are watching live.
Yeah. I think that probably the biggest failure is that we don't have any video from my side of the screen.
Right. There's no video.
Because that would, I think, for somebody to see that and watch that and go, this is really, really crazy.
That's why I wanted to talk to you about this here, because this is a documentary of what you did.
Right. Right.
We talked about what it is and how it works before, but we've never really got into the details like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And so 730 consecutive episodes, you talking to yourself, 30, 40, 50 people showing up every day for years.
Yep.
And commenting, right? And not only commenting back to you, but now they're starting to comment back to one another.
Having conversations with each other through their comments, through their text, basically.
Right. And so through those text comments and people replying to other people's comments and you reading those replies to those people's comments, right?
Right.
There became that opportunity where we can be there or you could be there every day for this community and allow this community to come together consistently day after day. But now there's relationships and networks starting to happen among the audience of who's showing up, right? A true community, a family, really, a context and clarity family who really, through 730 episodes, came to care about one another and love one another and share. And they, you know, if somebody in that group had a crisis, there would be 30, 40, 50 people there for that person because of this relationship that was being built through this program. What would we even call Context and Clarity?
Well,
how would you introduce it? Because you always introduced it. So there was a specific name that you gave it, but you called it the conversation.
The conversation. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're at AIA National today, obviously. Last year at AIA National, I presented on building community and using the idea of community building as a business development tool. The idea of when AIA National reached out to me and asked if I would speak last year, the idea for that talk really came from what we achieved through Context and Clarity. Because we, you know, no offense to certain types of companies that are here, certain categories of companies that are here, but a lot of people don't, when it comes to a business context, when it comes to what a lot of people on this trade show floor do, they talk about building communities, but they don't get it.
Right. Community is a big buzzword in our industry.
It is a
right
buzzword.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody wants to build a community, quote unquote.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of the companies look at, you know, their version of building community is basically free tech support.
Right.
You know, some version of that. But what happened with Context and Clarity was there was a true community.
Right.
There was trust. There was give and take. There were all those things that you need to build true relationships. And the really unique thing about it was that we had never met each other.
Right.
Many of us had never met each other.
Yeah.
And so 30, 40, 50 people show up in this community every single day, care for each other, love each other. Like you said, we had a community member pass away. Thousands of dollars were raised for his family.
Within 24 hours,
you know, a lot of things happened. And these are people that are invested in each other and had never physically encountered each other.
And never saw one another. Because we're talking about text communication towards one another that you are reading, helping to build those connections.
Right.
But they actually never, other than the Facebook icon, most of them didn't even know what the others looked like.
Exactly.
Other than that icon.
Yeah, you get the little circle with the, whatever your profile picture is and the name next to it.
Which is what you were looking at too, right? Yeah. You were building a relationship with these icons.
Exactly.
And the personalities that are coming from the typing.
Yep. And where they lived.
Right.
You know, because I always ask that, where are you? You know, who are you? Who are you? Where are you? And I started to learn.
Right.
You know, here's what their icon looks like. Here's what their name is. Here's where they're from. I could remember those things. Just word association, basically, is what it boiled down to. And that began to build a true community in the most pure, real sense. We almost purposefully accidentally built a real community.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we did is we laid the foundation for community to happen.
Right.
Right. And we did it because of, you know, what communities always are built upon, right? They're built upon caring and sharing and learning from one another.
Right.
Right. That's how a real community in the world happens, right? Yeah. With a physical community.
Right.
They come together for a purpose, mm-hmm. right? And so we started this community not intentionally to build community. We were just because we already had the community.
Right.
The Facebook group was already a close-knit community just because the culture of that Facebook group is very sharing and caring.
Right.
But we gave them an opportunity to come together on a daily basis and yeah. do that on a regular basis.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is if you provide a platform, you provide a safe place, you provide consistency, right? So now I know what to expect. I know that I can come here and I can openly share, right? In that safe place.
Right.
And I know that's a sort of a buzz term too, but it's real.
But that has to be true and authentic too.
It absolutely has to be. All of that has to be true and authentic. And it's like planting your garden, right? You've got the foundation, you've got the fertile soil, you've got all the things. And then you give the plants a place to thrive. And that's really great analogy for building community. And that's what happened. You know, you mentioned part of the history, October 8th of 2020, I guess it was, I was looking at the screen. And, you know, seeing the little circles, the profile pictures and the names. And at some point I was confused. You know, I see this picture and I see a name and I saw a comment. And for whatever reason, I'm looking at them and they didn't match up. In my mind, they didn't match
right.
up and I couldn't figure out why. And then at some point my brain starts going, well, that name doesn't go with that picture, because again, it was word association. You know, I'm associating pictures and names, I guess, together, but in my brain, they suddenly weren't matching up. And then the next step was I'm looking at words and I recognize them as words, but I don't know what the words are.
Mm.
And, so long story short, within a few minutes, I was over at the stroke unit at the hospital that's 5 blocks from my house. And,
it was a very scary day.
It was a scary day. You know, the diagnosis was TIA, which is often called mini stroke.
Yeah.
And it took a while to figure out, you know, what the cause of that was. But, you know, that idea of the people sharing and caring, I know that when that happened, you know, and part of that, I got into it. I obviously at some point knew something was very wrong and I couldn't even remember how to stop. I couldn't remember how to turn it off. And eventually I saw a red button. I thought that must be it. So I hit the red button.
Small firm entrepreneur architects, get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.
And I know that people started texting and sending yeah. messages back and forth, like, hey,
something wrong. I started getting texts. Chris right. Novelli was the first one, but I think John Jones also. Yeah. Several people who had my contact information, because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
People who were there and were watching what was happening knew that something bad happened.
Right.
Didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
But knew that something bad had happened and started texting me. And I didn't have any other contact information for you other than your contact, you know, your text.
Right.
And yep. you were in the hospital.
Yep. I was
So, yeah, I mean, I was, you know, these people that you're talking about that are caring for each other, et cetera, and something happens and people are jumping in. I was in the ER initially, or stroke unit part of the ER, and I'm getting texts. I'm getting texts from the community, you know, about what's going on. And so, I mean, that's a scary but small example of what the community has done. And of course, you know, you fast forward and there's lots of other examples, including poorly named events. But, you know, we in February of 2021, we launched the live interview version of Context and Clarity. So that's Context and Clarity Live.
Yeah. Explain what that is.
So
that's a separate thing from the conversation.
It's basically a spinoff, right? And so the idea was, again, we would have a topic, but we would now have a guest that we would interview. And Catherine McPhail was, for the first year and a half, 2 years, was my co-host. And we would have a guest on, and the list of guests is pretty wild and amazing. But we would talk to these guests about what was important, whoever they were and whatever they did, what's important for a small firm architect, a small business owner, an entrepreneurial architect, what's important for them to take away from whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you talk about. And so we launched that in February. And I think it was about June of that year, we had this was not the guest canceling. This was me needing to cancel because I got jury duty. I got jury duty 1 week and we had a really big name bucket list guest. And I knew that I couldn't risk, right? What if I get chosen for jury duty and I have to cancel on them at the last minute? I knew that would be disastrous. So I reached out to their team early and I said, I may or may not get chosen, but I think we need to reschedule. And it was late and we didn't have a backup plan. And so we had three people from the community on Context and Clarity Live that Thursday. And we called it a member spotlight. That was the first member spotlight. We're having this conversation. We're learning about these three members of the community. And the three of them hatched this idea. And I thought, okay, this is funny. This is a joke. What a great idea. There's no way they're going to pull this off. But they said, oh, we should have Eccelstock, like Woodstock.
Right.
We should have Eccelstock. We can get together. We can have conversations. And we can play music and all of this. I'm like, oh, that sounds great. Terrible name.
Ha, ha,
ha. Ha, ha, ha. Terrible name. You know, and long story short, they did it. They pulled it off in northern Vermont. During COVID, I mean, still, this was October, I think, of 2021 in northern Vermont, 20 people showed up and James Polk made t-shirts for it in the whole bit in the theme of the original Woodstock. And what was really crazy about that event was, number one, that people wanted to show up. But of those 20 people, there's only one person out of those 20 that I had ever met before in person.
Right. But you knew all of them.
But I knew all of them. I had never even met Catherine before in person. She's been my co-host for almost a year at this point. I'd never met her before. She picked me up at the airport in Boston. But we got to the resort, Jay's Peak Resort in northern Vermont. And you walk in the room, these 20 people, 19 people who you don't know. And it's like, you know, every single one of these people. It's like walking into a room filled with old friends that you've never met before. That was probably one of the most bizarre experiences of my life, because it's like, I recognized every, I've never met them. I've never seen them. Only thing I've seen is their little profile picture. I recognized every single person in the room and knew every single person in the room and knew where every single person in the room was from. And, you know, a big part of their backstory and their business and everything else. And that to me was an incredible testament to the community that we had, you know, the whole bit of 20 people saying, oh, it's COVID, but we're still going to go and do this. And then, like, oh yeah, here we are, a whole bunch of friends getting together like a high school reunion or something.
Yeah.
But you never met before. And that was a pretty amazing time.
730 consecutive episodes, 100 plus Context and Clarity Live interviews.
36 right now, I think. Those still go.
The pod, yes, they happen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, shifted day and time.
And the podcast has been going, you know, it's evolved over the years. But this, that has been consistent as well. When your context and clarity conversation ended, you ended it after 3 years to the day. Yep. Decide, okay, after 730 episodes, you can't do it forever, right? Everything has to have a beginning and an end.
Yep.
And so we decided that, okay, this 3 year anniversary is a good opportunity to end this so we can continue to grow other things, right? Because there were a need to continue to evolve and grow other things. That day was a really powerful day. Hard to explain. It, mm-hmm. A lot of people really, really upset that ended.
Yep.
And a lot of, I would guess that there probably were tears that ended. That show, Context and Clarity, the conversation, meant a lot to a lot of people. What I wanted to know as we wrap things up, because we're going to have to wrap up our conversation here soon, I want to know what it meant to you to have those 730 consecutive conversations, build that relationship, the relationship with all of those people. How did it impact you in your life?
Well, I think, there are so many people that talked about having that place to go, right? The whole reason that we launched it was to give people a place to go. And we've got lots of comments and testimonials and, it helped me do this. I don't remember the number off the top of my head anymore, but we know that business is launched out of Context and Clarity. Yeah,
partnerships.
Some people decided to go out on their own. Suddenly they're empowered. Suddenly they have permission to go out on their own. And, all the stories of the impact of Context and Clarity in the community. And, all that's really gratifying. I mean, it's amazing to hear that. And my personality has always been easily putting myself second, and trying to lift other people up and help other people. And, when I started thinking about contemplating the end of Context and Clarity, I thought, well, it didn't launch my business or anything like that, but in a very real way, it saved me as much as it saved anybody else, because it gave me a place to go and it gave me a community of people, to immerse myself in. And it's funny, we also launched a book club during this, and I didn't have any shortage of books, 30, 40 a year or something. But we got to the point where we would have a book club book, and then we would try to get the author of that book in the context of 30 Live. And so the exposure and the ability to talk to these people, and so I learned so much. And we've got another show going now, which is essentially the same thing. I learned so much. I absorbed so much. If you ever think about doing a project like this and think, oh, I'm just going to show up and have conversations, or I'm just going to show up and interview people, or whatever your concept is for the content that you're going to produce, you better hang on, because you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to develop new skills, and which is certainly a part of my current story. You're going to develop friendships. You're going to develop relationships. You're going to build a network. You're going to learn a lot of things. I don't know how you couldn't, honestly. The whole idea of processing all of this information for 730 episodes all around the business of architecture, there's no way to do that without learning an awful lot, right? And I guess in a very real way, I probably had more conversations with more architects in the world than anybody else.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
If you want to think about it in that way, and that's a huge benefit to me in what I do, right? And now, my current situation, I'm working with Shadow Ventures, Shadow Partners. And one of the reasons I'm working with them is because of my immersion in the AEC world and my immersion with architects and the ability to, in a way, to come to AIA and blend in, right? And to be able to go to all of these tech companies, all these innovative people, and look at them. I've been here 24 hours, not even 24 hours at this point, and our CEO has sent me at least 3 Slack messages. What do you think about this company? What do you think about this company? What do you think about this company? And what he's asking is, how do architects see this product?
Right, right.
And so for me, that's a lot of fun, right? And I'm also doing a show for Shadow Partners, and that's going to grow very quickly. In similar directions, but I get to research I get to immerse myself in tangents that I've never been in before and be involved in other things. But one of the books that we read and talked about and talked to the author of was Content-Based Networking. James Carver is the author. And the premise is basically, if you really want to be seen as a thought leader, if you really want to build a book of business, if you really want to establish yourself in a place that you're not yet, start a podcast, start producing content. He produces podcasts, so that's the direction he takes. But he says, you can do this with blogs, you can do this with any medium you want. But the idea is you are associating yourself with these thought leaders, you're associating yourself with these people. So a lesson for architects is, if you want to be the restaurant architect, start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start a podcast about designing restaurants or about chef-owned restaurants or whatever it is that relates to your niche. And pretty soon you will be that restaurant architect because people associate you with those chefs and with those projects, whether you've done the projects or not.
Right.
And that's not about being fake or fooling anybody. But, you know, back to my story, the amount that I learned in reading the books and talking to the guests and hosting all of these, that's 700, it's almost 1,000 conversations, right? By the time you combine all these things, I walk around here and people recognize me, which is pretty freaky, especially since, well, I guess if they did Context and Clarity, they saw my face, but a lot of people just hear my voice. And I've had people walk up and say, I recognize that voice.
Right. Yeah.
But the real benefit to me is that a lot of people know that I'm plugged in. A lot of people know that I understand things that many people, and I'm not saying this to try to brag or, you know, it's not an ego thing. I understand a lot that a lot of people in our industry don't. And it's just because of the conversations. It's not because I'm smart. It's not because of anything other than the fact that I've just been immersed in this. And I did the work. I put in the time and had the conversations, which is it's a big part of life, right? It's showing up and doing the work and it's been a lot of fun and it means a whole lot. I mean, I joke about it all the time, you know, the whole Eccelstock. I will never be comfortable with the name, but it means a lot, right? It means a lot that people say, hey, we should gather together and we'll name it after Jeff. You know, it means a lot when I send out an email or a post about what's, you know, some personal things that are going on. And within minutes or seconds, my phone, not my email, but my phone is lighting up, you know, texts, phone calls, et cetera. You know, it means a lot when I don't recommend any of this, by the way, you're in the ER, right? Because who knows what happened in your brain.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're going to host 730 conversations like that in that format, you have to break your brain in some way because your brain doesn't naturally work that way. But it means a lot when you're there in the ER during COVID. You've got to be by yourself because no one can go in there with you and you don't have any idea what's going on. And you're in the stroke unit of the hospital at 50 years old or however old, whatever my age was. Yeah, I guess it's 50. And you're getting texts and phone calls from people from this community who have never actually physically connected with you. And that's a testament to building community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. So many lessons in this story. A true testament to community, true testament to you. I mean, you really, your commitment to this community is, you know, can't even explain how, in words, the commitment you've given to this community. You mean so much to the people of this community and what you've given them. For the past, you know, 3 years is something really, really special. You've literally changed lives with the work that you've done. So I just wanted to say thank you for your commitment to this community and your commitment to the individual people who show up and are part of our community. So thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. But, you know, I say this every time we close out Context and Clarity Live is that, you know, this has all been a blast for me The Context and Clarity Live, talking to some of the people we've talked to, Seth Godin and Pat Flynn and Mike Michalowicz, and some, I mean, some crazy names.
Will Goddard.
Will Goddard 2 weeks ago. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually have a tab on the spreadsheet that at one point it was called bucket list and one point it was called wish list, but it's like, these are people that I've dreamed or maybe never dreamed that I'd be able to talk to. And so when we close out Context and Clarity Live every week, I thank everybody, because if it weren't for everybody showing up,
right.
It's one thing for me to show up 730 times, but if it were just me showing up, that wouldn't have lasted.
No.
It would have lasted 3 days.
Yeah. It wouldn't have made it to the end of the week. You're right.
Correct. Yeah. That was a community of people showing up 730 times. It wasn't just Jeff. Yeah. Jeff might be the common thread, but it was 730 episodes of other people showing up and giving me the opportunity to have those conversations. Because if people didn't care, if they didn't show up, we would not have had the conversation with Will Gadara 2 weeks ago, which is, you know, Will's the author of Unreasonable Hospitality, which if you haven't read it, by the way, as an architect,
yeah,
I mean, he's a restaurateur, but you'd better read that book. If you don't take anything else away from this conversation, you need to do that. And I've got 780 other book recommendations for you when you're done with that one. But it's everybody else. You know, I'm the only one that was crazy enough to keep showing up day after day to host it. And that's all it was. It was just me reading comments.
Yeah.
Me showing up with a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Very special. Well, we have, Demetrius is back here. So we're going to wrap things up. It's great to have you both here, because that story that we just talked about, Context and Clarity, really much of that started from the other podcast that you've done, the Build Your Brand podcast for Entree Architect. That's how Gable Media started, is that Entree Architect had the Entree Architect podcast. We wanted to create a second podcast called Build Your Brand about branding and marketing. I invited Jeff to host that. And I invited Demetrius to come and work with Jeff to create it. And through that podcast, we realized that there was something bigger, something more important to do. That was a really important podcast, hoping to continue to do that podcast. But there was something born out of that, right? More opportunities to help this profession, to help individuals in the community thrive through content, right? Through podcasting, through video. And so that's how Gable Media was born, is through that relationship of building that podcast. And so it's great to have you both here for me to be able to say thank you both, Demetrius and Jeff, for doing that, right? For putting together that podcast, which is a fantastic podcast. I'm so proud of Build Your Brand. But what blossomed from that is really, really special with what we're doing here throughout the conference here, is with all of these podcasts that we're talking about. It's pretty special.
Well, what do you think? Did you hear something in this conversation that you can use, maybe in your practice or even in your life? If the topic of this conversation is of particular interest to you, every week in the Entree Architect Network, I host the Context and Clarity Classroom. It's our weekly opportunity to take what we've learned from our special guests and put those lessons into action in your life and in your work. Find the Context and Clarity Classroom exclusively inside the Entree Architect Network at network.entrearchitect.com. And if you are so inspired by this conversation that you'd like to watch the entire Context and Clarity Live episode, head on over to YouTube. Find the Entree Architect YouTube channel. There's a playlist there that has all of the full Context and Clarity Live episodes. You can also have the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every week. Just give us a rating and subscribe wherever you're listening right now. Your likes and your ratings and your shares all help us help other entrepreneur architects like you. And together, they help us build the largest worldwide community of small firm architects. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's a multimedia network for people that care about the built environment. And it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know that you're going to find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. So thanks for listening. I hope this conversation has inspired you to think about how you can build your business into something that allows you to practice the way that you want to practice.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.